So has there been too much attention on security force killings compared to what Republican and Loyalist paramilitaries did during the Troubles? That's what the Northern Ireland Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers, is suggesting. In a speech later today, she will call for a proportionate focus on wrongdoing by paramilitaries. She will also claim that there's been almost exclusive concentration on state activities in many of processes currently underway. John Finucane is the son of the murdered Belfast solicitor, Pat Finucane. What's your reaction to this, John?
Good morning, Stephen. I'm not entirely surprised by this comment from the Secretary of State, and I would have a fairly healthy degree of scepticism that these comments or expected comments will be focused on proportionality. I don't agree with that. I think what she is doing on behalf of the British government is trying to deflect away from the fact that as time goes on, we see that there are a majority of cases that are coming forward are attributable to the British state. And I take great issue with the fact that the state are only involved in a tiny minority of cases.
Well, there's no concrete evidence that the majority of cases, you're saying the majority of cases coming forward, maybe that's because there is too much focus on the state forces compared to the paramilitaries.
Well, I think I hear the statistic quite a lot that the state was only involved in a minority of cases or a minority of killings. I think that is something that really needs to be looked at. At the risk of sounding crude about this, I wonder who would get the credit for the murder of my father. Would that be something attributable to loyalist paramilitaries, or should it be attributed to the British government who have accepted that there was collusion? And I think what collusion does is it makes the issue of the statistics very, very grey. Yes, the IRA or loyalists may have killed an individual, but was that at the behest of the people who were running agents within those groups?
Should there not be equal attention given to state forces and indeed paramilitaries?
Well, the reality of the legal processes that are ongoing, I understand that the Secretary of State may well be critical of inquests. The reality is that paramilitary organisations will always be very difficult to be brought under the remit of Article 2 compliant investigations such as inquests. But the difference here is that paramilitary organisations, to my knowledge, never pretended to be anything other than paramilitary organisations.
It doesn't mean they shouldn't be brought to justice or investigated.
Well, no, they shouldn't, and I was going to come on to that, but the police state, for a very long period of time, held quite a strong moral high ground here, and I think that narrative has been challenged and challenged quite successfully. Where paramilitary organisations are to be investigated is through the criminal justice system. And again, there were an awful lot of people who spent an awful lot of years in prison serving sentences for both Republican and Loyalist activity.
You see, John, you know exactly what some people will be thinking this morning. You know better than I do. And some people will be saying this morning, look, you know, what's happening here is that there is a reluctance to probe too far into the paramilitaries so that we don't upset the so-called peace process. And therefore, the people that put on a uniform, that did go out, that did protect lives, that did put their families and themselves at risk, all the focus on the security forces. And I understand that you have a different interpretation of that, than that, and you're entitled to do so. But you can hear and you can see, presumably, in the media how a lot of people think that there's a revision of history here now, that the paramilitaries somehow were fighting a just war, shouldn't be looked at, or else the peace process will be jeopardised. Now, is that fair?
Well, no. My own personal opinion is I think that the, maybe not as dramatic as the peace process, but certainly our ability to move forward, reconciliation is a word that's been used quite a lot recently. I think that is severely jeopardised by the fact that the inability to deal with the past remains ongoing. I don't for any sense or for any regard want to have a one-sided focus on what happened in the past. And I think what Teresa Villiers' expected comments today will show is that this is something that needs to have a neutral, impartial element in dealing with the past. I don't think Republicans should dictate how the past is dealt with. I don't think Loyalists should dictate, and I certainly don't think the British government should dictate how the past is dealt with, because in my mind, they were all equal players for what went on. I think to have a one-sided approach as to what happened would be extremely unhealthy. And if people do feel that there is an approach which is very dominated towards towards vilifying the state, then that is something that needs to be looked at, because we do need to have a path, if we are to move forward, that is looked at in a way where all sides feel that their grievances are met and dealt with.
John, thank you very much. Nice to talk to you this morning.